Cliona Sadler, Rape Crisis Network Ireland Executive Director. We should be talking to children about issues around consent all the way through. In fact, there was a WHO report and that really lays out how you start from zero all the way through and how you can build age-appropriate understandings and tools around consent. And what you're talking about here is self-knowledge, self-awareness, knowing what you want for yourself, being able to articulate that, also then respect for other people, understanding that they may have other needs that are not your needs. So, you know, that building all of that up all the way through the ages are the critical building blocks to having really good consent around sex when that emerges later on in life.
In school, did they have consent courses or discussions at all in class?
No, nothing at all. There was never any words about consent and where it matters and what it means even.
So how did you find out about what consent means?
Trial and error, I suppose. As a young girl growing up, you don't really get told about anything like that. You just kind of do it and you learn. I'm 20. From a young age, it should be taught on kids to know what consent is and when to give it and when it's appropriate.
So this is the conversation you're having with family?
Yeah. With my brother, we were talking about women's rights comes into play and also when men's rights comes into play with everything as well.
Ian Power, Executive Director, Spunnet.ie. We're Ireland's youth information website. So what we do is we create information fact sheets for young people, not dissimilar to Citizens Information, which is the service that's for all citizens. And we create information on issues that are of interest to young people. And what we've found is that because the sex education in Ireland currently as it is provided is inconsistent, it is of poor quality in some places, young people have a huge appetite and demand for information around relationships and sexual relationships in particular. So from our perspective, consent is one of those issues that young people know about but don't know a whole lot about, and so they come to us looking for that type of information because they're not getting it elsewhere. I think one of the big issues for young people is the fact that so much consumption of porn, which in and of itself can be okay if you understand its context, if you understand that it's not normal, that it's a particular depiction of sex. I think the fact that so many people are kind of getting a skewed picture of sex from porn means that they're not understanding these concepts of consent and things like that. It's kind of, you know, that this type of sexual activity is something to be proud of. It's like, you know, it's kind of normalizing it. Not to say that it's not, but just that, you know, sex doesn't have to be those things. It can be a great thing to have sex between two people and to really enjoy it. It doesn't have to be this kind of porn image for it to have been good sex.
So I used to work in schools myself. I've got mixed feelings on it because it's introducing it, just anything about sex to children in young age. I think personally, when they get introduced to it, they know more about it, so I think it's good. But also, it's a case of there's a lot of like underage sex going around, and I think it makes them think about it a bit more. Does that make sense?
So when you say underage sex going around, this is between pupils?
15, 16-year-olds talking about it all the time. And
so 15, yeah. 16-year-olds in sexual relationships?
Yeah, all the way down to like about 14-year-olds as well.
14? And do you think they understand what consent is at that age?
I don't think they understand what it is exactly. I think it's a cool thing to do at that age. That's what they see it as. And I think whether you bring it in at a young age and speak about it more, it can go two ways. Porn ruins sexual relationships in general, in my opinion personally. I think I can explain it. Like, they'll see it and then they'll go into school, they'll talk about it, and then they'll want to try it all out. Like, oh, I've seen this. You see it all the time with the internet. Like, you'll see people watching things on YouTube and everyone would want to try it off, and it is the same with porn, in my opinion.
How do we get past, I suppose, the drink culture, the drug culture, or even the slut shaming culture that's still out there?
I think in terms of the drink and drug culture, from my perspective, the issue with alcohol and drugs in relation to sex is the fact that we're not talking about these things in an open environment without alcohol and drugs. And so therefore, people find it hard to do that. I think the more we empower people and normalize those types of discussions without alcohol and drugs, the easier it will be to remove those from the equation. But as it stands, people feel like they need to have a few drinks in them before they can start to talk about these types of issues, whether that's with their friends or with a sexual partner.
Across Ireland today and yesterday, at every office, the country is having a conversation. Do you think we will learn and will come out of this, the young people especially, with a better understanding?
I think the conversation that has been prompted about consent is really useful, very valuable, and hopefully young people will learn more about consent. I think what's important, though, is that it's not just the legalistic perception or description or definition of consent that we need to talk about. We need to be talking about consent as an active, fluid thing. So it's something that basically we would talk about the three C's of consent. Number one, that there's good communication between people. Number two, that there's consent for everything that happens. And number three, that people are comfortable at all times. And making sure that young people understand that those things need to be present in order for it to be fully consensual. And that, you know, it's not the absence of a no, it's the presence of an enthusiastic yes. That consent is not something that you just give and then you're consenting to everything. You can revoke consent. You can say that you're not okay with something. And just because maybe at the start of the night you said you wanted something to happen, that doesn't mean you have to do it. At the end of the night, if you don't want something to happen, it's your right to be able to say that you don't want to go through with something. And I think one way to think about it is that consent is something that you own and is yours to share, and you can decide who to share it with.
Like, maybe people aren't under the influence of alcohol or something else, so then their judgment is skewed. So that should be definitely reviewed in, like, education, maybe preteen to even adults.
So you're saying preteen, we're talking, what, 12, 11, 12?
Yeah, I lead a very, like, chaste lifestyle, so I believe, like, getting married is very important, and then you consent. Other than that, I remain abstinent.
Consent for me is, it's without a doubt. And I think that we need to be sensitive to how the other person is feeling, because sometimes they may not be affirmative in their consent. That doesn't mean that it's consensual if they don't say yes. I think that we need to hear a loud and clear yes when we're doing these kind of things.
Should there be consent modules in perhaps second year in school, 14, 15 year olds? Should everyone take a consent module? And do parents need to speak to their children about this?
The consent modules that are happening at third level are welcome, but I think that they're far too late. I think the conversation around consent needs to be happening much earlier with young people. It needs to be happening around an age-appropriate time, which is kind of, you know, any time between kind of 10, 12 upwards, really. I think we need to be starting the sex education conversation quite young, at an appropriate level, and then graduating it through right up into college years. So I think there's no time too young to talk about issues of consent and having bodily autonomy, and that you control your body, and that's yours alone to share. And I think ultimately, I think parents have a responsibility as well to talk to their young people, both from a protection point of view, making sure that they understand how to protect themselves, and also from a perspective of making sure that those young people are responsible when they go out into the world, and that they're not somebody who's going to victimize somebody else.
There isn't a grey area in consent. You either have it or you don't. Where we start talking about grey areas is where we simply haven't had the conversation. So we're simply letting ourselves off the hook there, and we're leaving ourselves open in a very risky manner there. And in particular, our children, in particular our boys, because it's our boys who are wide open here in terms of risk of perpetrating. And if the first and only and the most prevalent exposure that our boys are having is to pornography teaches there's no such thing as consent. Is simply absent. There is simply availability, and there's simply, you know, taking what you want. That's what pornography is about. And there's also a considerable and growing amount of violence, and particularly violence towards women in pornography. So if that's all that we are giving our boys, then we have absolutely failed them. Now, it's not necessarily about looking to, if you like, you know, going chasing the, you know, that horse has bolted as such. It's not about censorship. What it is for us about is giving boys tools that allow them to navigate and understand what they are seeing and being exposed to in popular culture, so that they can interrogate that and understand that actually consent is and respect for themselves and other people is actually absolutely critical. And it doesn't just, you know, that sort of the basic manners, if you like, that we teach our young children doesn't simply stop when we talk about sex. We raise wonderful children, but somehow we switch off all of those rules when it comes to sex. And that's because we're not talking about sex. We're not integrating sex seamlessly into all of the rest of the type of the manners and consideration that we would hope to raise our children with.
We need to get into schools, get into clubs, get into sports clubs, and have that chat.
Yes, and underneath that, what we're, you know, when we say tell the boys, I think what we need to do is we need to give them tools and permissions, because they've been, no more so than the girls, and essentially in our culture, they've all been set up by that popular culture, by that pornographied culture. We need to tell them that they have choices, and that they can have the power over those choices, and they should be making decisions that are informed by things like consideration, like their own right, like respect for themselves and for others, and that's, you know, that is in their control and power.